This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And shows abound as we continue our coverage of the day. We are into the 23rd of August. How do you do? This is the Good Day program with good news. The good news is Doug and Jay are here. Maybe that's not the best news, but it's good news. Mm. Woohoo! Here's some good news. An Uber driver being hailed as a hero. He stopped mid-ride to rush into a burning... home in New York City, right? To rescue people.
Yeah.
He got there.
Brownstone. He even asked his passenger, he was on the way to the airport, and he's like, is it okay if we pull over and see if we can help? And the passenger, of course, is like, yes, we have to. And because they noticed a bunch of people screaming, and they were screaming at the building trying to make sure everybody was alerted and getting out.
Yeah. Yeah. And whole neighborhood was waking up at this hour. Can you imagine if somebody would say, no, I'm in a hurry, don't stop?
Yeah, right.
I suppose there's...
I would not want to be on the other end of that karma.
No, huh?
But then when the Uber driver learned that there were still two people inside, he ran in, and he saw a guy who the guy was like, I need to get something off the second floor, and the guy ran up the stairs. Then he found a woman who didn't want to leave, and he had to coerce her to leave, walked out with her, then went back inside to get the other guy, and he's screaming up at him like, dude, you need to get out. He gets them out, and they pass the firefighters as they're going in, and then they, you know, speak with authorities for a moment. And then he's kind of looking around, and the passenger is like, driver, over here. Well, in the trying to rescue everybody, the driver parked right by a fire hydrant. So the passenger, because the keys were still in the car, the passenger moved the driver's car to get it out of the way, too. And so they got back in the car, and the passenger got to the airport on time, didn't even miss the flight.
Yep. So they built the paid it ahead, right? Isn't that the expression? They've paid it ahead. Good for them. There's a good story. The State Department has said to Dennis Rodman, don't go. Remember yesterday we were talking about Dennis Rodman going over to Russia to see if he can get Brittany Griner out of jail. The State Department said to him, no. But if you have a passport... They can't, he hasn't anything illegal.
Yeah, he doesn't.
They can't take his passport away from him. No, he doesn't need their permission at all.
Right. Apparently dictators love him. Let's see what happens.
Dictators are big on Dennis Rodman. Yep, right. Now, in other sports stories, there is a rumor floating around, Jay. I know that you will understand the rumor, the benefits of rumors. Tom Brady, apparently, according to some, was one of the secret masked singers. And I don't know whether you know that he can't sing, and I don't know whether that would stop him or not, but he was gone from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 11 days. Mm-hmm. You know, the season hasn't started, won't till Labor Day, but practicing and scrimmaging and all that stuff. So he disappeared, and there was a lot of speculation, started by whom I don't know, that he was one of the masked singers they're recording now for this season. So Tom Brady said no, but that could be just to throw people off the scent, right? Off the trail?
It could be, or he really just could have been doing something else. But there was, one season when Donny Osmond was on, and his sister Marie was doing an interview with something and accidentally let it slip before he even aired.
All right, there you go. I like that. I love the two of them, by the way. I remember going, the ex-lady in my life loved Donny Osmond. So I got tickets to go to Las Vegas to see Donny Osmond and Marie. And then the lady decided she was angry at me and she didn't want to go. So I went. And there was an empty chair beside me, and Donny Osmond came over and said, who's supposed to, because it was a sold-out show, he said to me, why he's singing, he comes over at the end of it, who's supposed to be sitting in that chair? Who's missing? Do I have to hold a good thought for somebody? And I sort of smiled and said, no, it just was a misunderstanding, I think is what I said, something stupid. Anyway, it didn't make any sense, but it was really kind of a fun thing. I find them to be a lot of fun.
Enjoyable.
And neat, very enjoyable. Why can't we have of that? Just enjoy yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Forget about all the other stuff.
And I love the interaction with audience.
No, exactly.
Singers do that. They just take a moment, and it's so organic, and it's just so real and in the moment.
Speaking of organic, alfalfa. You know what alfalfa is?
Yep.
I'm not talking about alfalfa from the Big Three. What was the name of that show? Our gang,
Little
the
Rascals.
Comedy, Little Rascals, right? No, alfalfa is a. It's actually a plant that's extraordinarily good for cows, and as it turns out, it's very good for you. So they are now successfully growing alfalfa in some laboratory experiments that are, they must have gone to Mars when the Mars mission was handled, you know, by, what's his face went up there for the Martian? Why did I just, his name?
Matt Damon.
Matt, thank you. And Matt Damon went up there and he brought back some soil. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have soil that they're growing alfalfa in that mimics the Martian soil. That didn't really happen, folks. Please don't think that.
Fun fact about Matt Damon that nobody knew.
Yes. Went to Mars and came back. Lived on his poop for a long time. You know how that was one of the most interesting stories, part of the subplots. The fact that he could grow potatoes in his own poop. And they made no bones about the fact that that was what was going on. I thought it was an interesting story. I thought Jessica Chastain, that whole movie was one of those fabulous movies that you cannot, once you start watching it, you can't leave it. It just goes from one thing to the next, and the cast was so good in it. If you've never had the opportunity to see The Martian, make sure you avail yourself of that possibility, because it is a fabulous experience.
And Jessica Chastain is just such an incredible actor.
Very good.
So talented. But also back to alfalfa.
Yes.
Alfalfa sprouts remind me of hair. I don't like them. Whenever
they're
on a sandwich, I feel like it ruins the sandwich because the texture is just too much like
hair
in my sandwich.
I don't eat alfalfa. I've had some alfalfa chips. I think some of the things that come from Standard Process may have alfalfa in them, and everything that's in Standard Process is all organically grown. There's no synthetic. But I feed it to my cows. Alfalfa is very good for making milk. It's very good for the bones of people and cows. It's just a great cattle food. But it's great for humans as well, for reasons that you just pointed out, even though you don't like it. That doesn't mean it's not good for you. Matter of fact, most of the things that we don't like turn out to be good for us. You ever notice that?
Yeah, growing like bananas.
Up?
I wish I loved bananas.
I like bananas.
So good for you, but I have to force myself to eat them and hide them in smoothies, which I still don't. I should,
really?
But I just don't.
Yeah. Get them just as they're ripening. They're no good if they're overripe. They're gross, as a matter of fact. How many people do you know who make banana bread out of those mushy, squishy, horrible bananas that have been laying around too long? Nah, you don't want to do it. Bananas are only good when they're almost instantly ripe. That's when they're best. Very good for you. There's an ancient insect that's been discovered, trapped, listen to this, in 100 million year old amber, a fire, what's left. You know, it's like fossils. Fossils.
This sounds like Jurassic Park. This
is kind
of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, right. It's bugs. Unga bunga. Anyway, so that's the end of that. In Portugal, wildfires continuing. We were talking with James earlier, James Collins, in our studio in Dallas. They had, 14? What did you tell the 14 inches of rain yesterday in
14
Dallas?
14 and a half inches.
The weather around the world, not just around the country, the world is crazy. If you are friends with anybody who lives in Portugal, you probably have had conversations about the wildfires there because they're having their third heat wave of the summer. Europe is. And the extreme risk of wildfires has expanded. Portugal depends a great deal on people coming to visit. Tourism is big there. But who wants to go in this temperature? Who wants to go watch the country burn to the ground, right? And the winds that come in off of the Atlantic, that's got to be really bad for some of the rural areas. They've restricted access to forests, banned the use of machinery, so no sparks anywhere. Thousands and thousands of acres of land burned. We had a forest fire here in my neck of the woods yesterday. It was in the next town, and because it was raining, the good thing is it was raining, so it helped to put the fire out, but the air was so heavy, clouded with this whatever the smell is from burning leaves and grass and stuff. It was very pungent, a pungent odor. And everybody's wondering, where's the fire? People are calling me. People driving down to the farm. Is there a fire here? No. It was over in the next town. But it burned in because there was cloud cover. We had rain here yesterday and have it here today for the first time in almost 4 weeks. So we're happy to have it. And it also put this fire out. But you know what happened? Somebody made... How stupid can you be to, at this point, when everything's like a tinderbox, to go to a public park that's in a forest and start a campfire? And there's signs all over the place. No campfires allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet somebody, some selfish SOB, started a campfire and burned a lot of land, you know, was responsible for a lot of damage to a forest. Right. Who's that selfish?
Yeah. People who are burning things in their own yard because they want to get rid of it, like trees or leaves or branches, when there are don't burn alerts going on.
Yeah, right. Don't be burning anything. All right, speaking of the air, let's talk about Eden Pure, the thunderstorm air purifier that will clean the air in your home. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, all kinds of things. Cleans your air of allergy-causing particulates that are in the air. Breathe easy again. Take a big, deep breath. That's Eden Pure Air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com so that you can... This is something you plug into the wall. I put it downstairs where Daisy is to get rid of some of the smell from Daisy. Use it in your bedroom. Use it any place. It's fabulous. It works. And you get a big discount right now using the code DUG3 when you go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. And you save $200, three thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200. Shipping is free at EdenPureDeals.com.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Como si fuera magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19, then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Manganese is absolutely required by all living cells as an enzyme activator. And without sufficient manganese, tendons and ligaments lose their integrity and relax. And it permits bone malpositions, a joint malfunction. In chickens, when they began to discover this, there was a disease known as porosis. And it's a disease in poultry that's marked by deformity of the legs.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Time for a little celebrity gossip, some social media highlights, the good stuff, the juicy stuff. I'm looking at naked pictures of women. Woohoo!
There you go.
Heidi Klum has shared some topless photos. Amanda Seyfried and Sydney Sweeney
are now nude scenes.
Right, exactly.
Films. Yeah, Amanda Seyfried is such an amazing actor. I'm a big fan of her.
Yeah, she's good, and she's in a lot of stuff. And then let's see here. Here's a model who did her first nude photo when she was 18, and now somebody has found it. And I'm trying to figure out why there's a big deal. How many nude... But why would somebody call attention to themselves? Look, here's a picture of me nude when I was 18.
Probably somebody else found it and then spread it around the office. But if you're going to do it, don't be embarrassed by it.
Why? Yeah, and the other side is, why are you so naive? Why are you so childish? Men get all excited about seeing naked women. What's the big deal? Unless you're next to them. Why would looking at a picture of a naked woman...
The human body is beautiful. That's why there's so many sculptures of naked people.
That's right. The thinker, you know, the...
That's a very famous one.
Right. And then, you know, and it's all there, junking off.
Same with Aphrodite.
Right. All right, that's enough on that. Let's talk about Dwayne Wade, what's going on with his daughter after this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
So Dwayne Wade, who used to be an NBA star, is petitioning the Los Angeles Superior Court for his 15-year-old child's name to be changed from Zion Malachi Aramis Wade to Zaya Malachi Aramis Wade because of the sex change. What is this story?
Dwayne Wade and his wife, Gabrielle Union, have been very open and supportive of their transgender daughter, Zaya, and they're going through the court system to legally change her sex and to legally change her name. And her mother, so Dwayne has full authority to make these decisions, but he still notified the biological mom, Siobhan Funches, of what was going on. And apparently Zaya has felt this way since she was 3 years old.
Imagine.
And came out quite a few years ago to her family, and then more recently, a couple years ago, publicly. So this isn't something that has just changed. And
it's really kind of an amazing reality where we are today and things like this. 28 past the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections are underway in Florida and New York today. The governor race in Florida has Democrat Congressman Charlie Crist and State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried as potential opponents for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. In New York City, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney battle it out in the House primary. The son of President Trump, Eric Trump, says the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago residence is the culmination of a six-year-long fishing expedition, and no one is being fooled by this. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the FBI and Department of Justice have lost their way and become politicized over the past decade.
Federal agencies in the past 5-10 years have been weaponized against people the government doesn't like. That's just a fact.
Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Texas State Representative Republican Brian Harrison, former Chief of Staff of the Department of Health and Human Services under President Trump, says unelected officials like Tony Fauci have way too much power. And that needs to change.
Tony Fauci being the focus of the news right now, that's good and that's interesting. But really, he's just emblematic of a much bigger problem that's going on in this country, which is that of unelected bureaucrats having and possessing far more power than the elected members of legislative bodies across the country. I mean, Congresses and state legislatures have been outsourcing their responsibility to a generation where you have unelected officials like Tony Fauci with more power than, you know, 100 members of Congress put together, sometimes more powerful than the president of the United States. It's one of the reasons that before we left office in the Trump administration, I actually enacted term limits for bureaucrats. Everybody at HHS at Tony Fauci's level and higher was going to be subject to five-year terms. And unfortunately, it's one of the first things that the incoming Biden administration undid, but I hope the next Republican administration that comes in, we need term limits for bureaucrats in this country, quite frankly, more than we do for elected officials.
A United Nations diplomat was accused of raping one of his neighbors in Upper Manhattan over the weekend. But New York Police Department cops released him because he has diplomatic immunity. 46-year-old Charles Dickens Emen Oliha, a career diplomat for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation in South Sudan, was arrested in Sunday's alleged assault on a woman inside her apartment. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
As a mother, a proud mom of her daughter, graduated with her Doctor of Psychology degree a couple of weeks ago. To celebrate her accomplishments, Kendra Busby of Camden, New Jersey, decided to rent a digital billboard to publicly recognize and honor her daughter, Dr. Christine Smalls.
A.K.A. Dr. Smiles.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. In a moment, an exciting interview with an exciting personality who has an exciting announcement to make about something that he did that was exciting. So if you're not excited yet, you will be in a matter of moments. And then there are those of you who don't care about anything but politics. And so today, New York holds its primaries today. Let's see here. Jerry Nadler from New York District 10 is running. He's been there for about 113 years, so he deserves a couple of more years, right?
Yeah, why not?
Carolyn Maloney is facing off with him. I hope she wins because he's a disgrace. And that's just my read, okay? Florida holds its primary today. Donald Trump's running for governor. It's on the ballot. Did you see that? No, Donald Trump's not running for governor. But it'd be fun just to keep things moving.
It's a big one for Democrats.
Yeah.
To break the losing streak to Republicans. Yep.
Exactly, down there. Online trips to a museum, something in the good news department. This is very interesting, Jay. Researchers have identified an association between regular online museum visits and the reduction of cognitive decline. This is kind of like we were talking earlier about what happens when you get those zaps in your brain,
mm-hmm.
how the little electrical current can change the reality of how your brain works. There's so many things like that. Just keeping your mind busy. Keep it going. Keep it moving. Put things into it. Read. Do puzzles. Read the dictionary.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Get word of the day toilet paper. That'll even do something for you.
Oh, I like that. What did we decide our word of the day was earlier?
Zap.
Something. What was it?
Zap.
Oh, zap. That's right. Zap's the word of the day. Anyway, if you want better quality of life, the research in Canada suggests that a trip to the museum can help you stay mentally and physically healthy. I suppose the older you go, the more it has an impact on you. But I know that's one of the things that my grandson, Miles, he loves to go to see things that are different. All kinds of museums, all kinds of things. He's fascinated by trains and dinosaurs, and living in Los Angeles, got all kinds of things like that. But that's the idea. Keep your mind working. And if I'm guilty of anything, it's reminding people that your brain becomes frail as you get older. I think one of the reasons that I'm holding up is because I'm so busy and my mind is working all the time trying to figure out what we're going to do next on this program.
Yeah.
And speaking. Go ahead.
Use it or lose it.
Yep. Speaking of what's next. You have heard me over the years many, many times on this program, but more notably the weekly appearance that we have together on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is the official overview of what's going on, at least on the radio, in the world of talk radio. And so Michael Harrison is here as editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the top 10 stories, top 10 people, something that they take very seriously there because it's an important job. It's very interesting for those of us who are here to look at the guidelines that Michael comes up with his staff. Okay, is this a good thing to talk about? Are other people talking about it? What's the deal? And so the program for the public is the Countdown. Michael has another side to him, though. He's been a very successful air personality all of his life. I guess maybe you and I have that in common. Maybe, I don't know whether success, how we define success, but you've certainly been around and have been responsible for lots of trends in pop music, pop culture yourself when you were on the air as a jock. But then you decided that you wanted to, and you were doing this in a couple of different publications, chronicle the world of news talk radio as it emerged, pretty much, right? Would you say that was a good overview of you and what you think?
I'd say, yeah, it was fine. I mean, I actually started out by chronicling the world of music radio.
Yes, I
was involved when I started Talkers back in. And by the way, good morning, Doug, and good morning,
hello.
Jay. I think this is the first time Jay and I have shared the airwaves. It's a pleasure to be with you. You really sound wonderful. And I started chronicling music radio shortly after I began my career, which is a very long time ago. I'm here this morning with my frail brain.
That's right. There it is.
Yeah, but I was involved in rock music, and I was very involved in the movement toward FM album rock radio. And when I started Talkers Magazine,
it was you who ruined the FM band.
Right. I ruined the FM band, then I ruined the AM band.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was already a veteran when we started Talkers back in 1990. Can you believe that? Which is really the modern era of talk radio.
Yep.
So I have had a very enjoyable, gratifying career. How successful, I don't know, but I'm having a very, I'm having a good time being challenged by you know, surfing the breaking waves, and they're constantly changing. So, yeah, it's cool. Thank you.
Well, I think that it leads us into the past. The present always is a product of the past. And because you have not been afraid of a microphone, you've not been afraid of the public, you've not been afraid of performing, you had the connection with a famous band that was around, I think, first in the 60s. Wasn't Gun Hill Road first around?
Gun Hill Road is a band that came out of the New York metropolitan area. Gun Hill Road itself is a famous thoroughfare in the Bronx. And a couple of guys that were real music fans, Steve Goldrich and Glenn Leopold, kids from Westchester, they named their little band after the Gun Hill Road, which is a tough neighborhood in the Bronx. And back in the early 70s, when I was hosting the morning show on WNEW-FM, which was the big progressive rock station, right. I was in my very, very, very early 20s hosting a show in New York City. I was a big music guru. We were like old music gurus. We talked about the music. We played whatever we wanted. Of course, yeah. We all played basically the same genre, but it was a very different kind of radio. This group, Gun Hill Road, they had an album out on Mercury, and then they had another album out on Kama Sutra, which was a division of Buddha Records. And they were a favorite among the album rockers. They sounded so contemporary in their lyrics and their harmonies. Very beautiful music. I loved them, and I used to play them every day, and got to know them a little bit, not a lot. And over the years, so they were one of my favorite bands to play. We're talking in the early, early days. Well, they never broke up. They went their separate ways. They came together. They went their separate ways. And they had a couple of hit albums. They had a big hit single called Back When My Hair Was Short in 1973. This wonderful band. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to this broadcast remember them. Well, lo and behold, they started to get tremendous momentum in the 21st century, and they made a third album 7 or 8 years ago, and I championed them again. As a matter of fact, I even introduced them at a reunion concert at the Bitter End in New York. And then they went on to make a fourth album, in which I became a member of the band, you know, with my half-assed singing. It's more of talking about animal welfare. And now their fifth album coming out. I have two songs on that I sing. And one of them has just been released this week. And it's called Idiots. And it attacks what I consider to be one of the fundamental threats to American democracy, and that is widespread systemic idiocy.
And it's ignorance.
Equal opportunity offender. You mentioned before, we're not going to have a political discussion, but it is political. But there are idiots on all sides of the aisle, left, yep. Right, blue or red. It pays to have an open mind, but not an empty head. And we have too many empty heads out there today.
All right, so here is the second. I didn't perform it. Michael performed this last weekend on the Talk Radio Countdown show as a special Countdown Extra. So I decided he ought to come before the Good Day audience, and we present for you the second time. This has just been released. The song is called Idiots. Listen to the lyric line. Michael Harrison.
For many folks, every day. Spewing words of fear and hate makes our culture second rate. Let's start out with easy stuff, then the stuff that's far more tough. Here at home and overseas, ignorance is the real disease.
Idiot talk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Tries be crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
They cherry pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas. Agree with almost anything that feeds their hate and fears.
blaming others for their own damn lack of vision. They buy the crap that sold them from the merchants of division.
Idiots talk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Drives me crazy, crazy, crazy. Always be a fool, left, right, blue, or red. It pays to have an open mind, but not an empty head. Life is full of mysteries, don't mean to sound aloof. But knuckleheads seek victory at the expense of truth.
Idiots walk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Drives me crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy. Idiots talk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Format leading trade
the video. The video of that is very powerful, and there are images that I encourage people to say. But before another minute goes by, I have to give a shout out to my bandmates, Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, and Brian Coonan. I couldn't even be involved anywhere near something as fine a production as that without these three fabulous musicians that make up Gun Hill Road with me.
And where can we find
I'm
this?
It's an honor to be part of that.
Where can
go
we find
to
this?
YouTube and go to idiotsvideo.com. Go to www.idiotsvideo.com. Please check it out, folks, because it takes it to a whole different dimension.
And what I like about it is that you're not worried about being offensive or aggressive. The lyrics, when you listen to the lyrics and think about them, I'd like to see them published someplace, it's pretty poignant. I mean, it kind of hits the nail on the head, of observers as we are of what's going on in the world. It's very observational. I think that's the way I'd...
But would you agree that it's true? That,
of course it's true. We talk about this stuff every day, all day, in the news talk radio world. Absolutely, it's true. So anyway, I think that you'll have it's always interesting to track these things to see where they go and how listeners appreciate what the comments would be, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of that on social media. You got a comment about Michael Stoon? You can our address, Facebook and Instagram, is at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here at 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm singing in the rain.
Yes, what a glory
in the rain.
Got the wrong light.
What a glory.
There it is. Serious feeling. I'm happy again. All right, Chucker. Going down memory lane here a little bit for movie moments. Yes, what do we have cooking here?
Well, this day in history, August 27, 1912, Gene Kelly was born, the late, great Gene Kelly. That is, and I've done revivals of that film on the big screen, Singing in the Rain, which came out in 1952. Mm-hmm. I would say that sequence is truly one of the greatest sequences ever put on celluloid. No doubt about it.
Fabulous. Yeah, it really is. All right, the story of one of the ladies who starred in It's a Wonderful Life right after this.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help, well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Every year we talk about a lot of the Christmas classics on this program. You love to talk about It's a Wonderful Life. And this lady, Virginia Patton Moss, who was in it, she was a starlet in 1940 when this was shot. 97 years old, passes away. What is your fondest memory of the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, I saw the still of the actress who passed. I mean, she plays not a sizable role, but a significant role in that in that film. You listen, the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Hands down, it's one of the best, most emotionally powerful films ever produced, and truly generational film. I got one bit of movie news. 20th Century Fox, who is now owned by Disney, they are going to move ahead and do another Planet of the Apes movie. Wes Ball, who did the Maze Runner franchise, has signed on to helm one of the films that should get underway sometime in the next year, start filming. As much as I like the last three reboots, which started with Rise of Planet of the Apes in 2011, that one starred James Franco. The other two were more sophisticated movies, Dawn and War. They were really good. Having said that, I don't think they resonated the way the original five did, starting in 1968 with Planet of the Apes, with Charlton Heston, Beneath,
crazy.
Escape, Conquest, and then the fifth one. I love those original five films, especially the four. But I do look forward to it. I would love to see them actually just do a remake of the Charlton Heston 68 version, because I think if you put a really good actor, I think it's so much thought-provoking material. I'd like to see that, but I don't think that's the direction we're going.
No. All right, nope. So under the circumstances, who do you think makes the most money from television reruns? What star or stars? Want to take a shot?
I'll still say Jerry Seinfeld.
Nope.
Who?
He's second on the list. Third on the list of the stars of Friends. Number one on the list is Ray Romano. You believe that?
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's good for him.
Talking.
It is, yeah. Right, well, it is good.
how much are they making? How much?
He's getting a... Can you
that
imagine?
Is really good.
How you long are they?
You could sit on the beach. You could sit on the beach and wait numerous years in between projects if you're making that kind of money.
The guy who represented him represented me for a while, and he told me he nor any members of his family would ever have to work again because of Ray Romano. Yep.
Very
59
good.
Past the hour. Thanks, Shucker.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.